Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Lion One Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LIO and on the OTCQX under the symbol LOMLF. I am chatting with Quentin Henney, technical advisor over at Lion One. And Quentin, we're following up on a news release that came out last week, January 24th. Lion One reported additional high-grade infill drill results. These drill results included some very high grade. The headline number, 359 grams per ton gold over 1.8 meters, as well as including over 1,600 grams per ton gold over 0.4 meters. Now, within this news release, there were 10 holes released, 7 that were specifically part of this infill program, 3 that were part of the deeper program, but also intersected high-grade mineralization near surface. This is all at the Tuvatu Gold Project in Fiji. Quentin, take us through these infill drill results. Again, more high grade. What is this telling you about what it all looks like with this continued infill program?
Certainly. Look, the company has now put out a series of news releases over about the past, say, 6 or 7 months. I think starting back in June or July of last year, it's been a steady stream of news like this. Okay, a lot of drilling with the 6 rigs, and they're hitting stuff both in the infill program, the deep program, but just getting stellar results. Now, this infill program is targeting the area that the company intends to first, tackle in the mining scenario. Okay, so they're basically doing this drilling in preparation for going mining. What is absolutely amazing about this, and it is a phenomenon I've seen on a few occasions, is the grades are coming in just absolute killer in areas where the resource tends to underestimate grade. Okay, so I think that these are very, very promising results. As people who follow Lion One know, these are what we call lodes. They're narrow, we'll call them veins or lodes, that consist of networks of fractures. You know, these things might be anywhere from 1 meter to 3 meters wide, and they consist of little tiny hairline fractures, kind of in a swarm, like, you know, think of like a braid, you know, a hair braid or something, like just a tight network. And the little fractures are what host the gold. So, you know, as you drill this thing, here's how the phenomenon works. As you drill the thing on a finer and finer detail, you start to see some of the just absolutely killer gold that's in the system. We have drills that, like you said, the headline hole means 360 grams over 1.8 meter. I mean, how many deposits, you know, return something like that? That's astounding. But we have other holes that, you know, are similar. You know, we got 126 grams over 0.7 meters. You know, we got, you know, a bit lower grade, but we got, you know, samples in the like 35 grams, you know, 17 grams, 22 grams, 14 grams. You just go on and on, you know, 63, 68. These are astounding results, but they're not, in my view, they're not all that unexpected in many ways. And I just think they give us a huge amount of confidence that the near mine stuff is going to turn out fantastic.
So, Quentin, what does this maybe high-grade area look like in terms of general size? Do you have a number in terms of just how large the high-grade portion is?
Yeah, I got to kind of define what we're talking about with high-grade, because as people who follow the story know, that we're chasing a deeper high-grade feeder, too. You know, we've got what we call the 500 zone that exists below the existing resource, and we've been drilling that fairly aggressively. And that was the subject of a news release that came out in December. You'll see a long section that shows the drill intercepts through the 500 zone. It's turning out to be amazing. You know, it's something like 300 and some odd meters tall. It's about 150 or 200 meters long strike right now with the drilling. And it looks like the true widths average maybe 2.8 meters or somewhere thereabouts. The remarkable thing, though, is the grades are like insane. You know, it's like 23 grams weighted average grade for that 500 zone. Now, what we're finding is that as we do this drilling, this infill drilling, up in the higher part of the mine, this, like I said, this is areas that the company intends to tackle in a near mine scenario. These things are also starting to return very high grades. What do I think is going on? Well, I think the best way to describe this, you can think of it like a tree, the trunk being, you know, the more prolific structure that hosts the higher grades, and then the branches that come off of that, you know, get successively smaller. All right, so what we're seeing here is a lot of the holes that we've drilled in this infill scenario are probably tapping the trunk or near the trunk, and then the you know, we'll call it smaller for lack of a better term, but you know, like 17 grams over 5 meters, I mean, that's not really smaller, but those are the branches that come off of it. So I actually think we have a high grade system now from top to bottom, believe it or not, and it's probably getting better at depth, but it is, there's definitely a trunk that goes straight down the whole guts of this thing.
So Quentin, as you continue to hit some of these branches and some of this ultra high grade, is this altering the potential development plans in any way?
Well, I think it's giving everybody a heck of a lot of confidence, you know, like, wow, let's get drifts out and get into this stuff, you know, like toot sweet. I would say it probably is going to have an influence on how we remodel the deposit, you know, the resource and so forth. Because they got to get that kind of level of comfort before they go, you know, drilling and blasting and starting to drift over into these structures. But I would say right now, higher grades in general, we're seeing a higher density of mineralized structures. So there's actually more going on here. There's more branches, if you will, than the resource model indicates. And I think once they get in there to mine it, it'll be like Vatukoula. It'll absolutely be a killer mine. Vatukoula started out about 87 years ago, I think, is when they started mining. It was operated by Emperor Mines, which is a subsidiary of Western Mining, an Australian company. And, you know, the first years there, it was, you know, we'll call it a small-scale vein mine, but it grew and grew and grew. And, you know, 87 years later, 7 million ounces of production. You know, holy cow, it in the early days, it just absolutely killed the pig. It was a phenomenal return. I think Tuvatu is shaping up to be very similar to Vatukoula.
Well, these drill results, they continue to be very strong. Final comment regarding the infill program. There's about 15% of the overall 8,000-meter program still remaining. Where's the drilling going to be? What are you hoping to prove out of what's still remaining here for the infill?
Yeah, so let me kind of talk about the infill, but also the other exploration we're doing. So they got the infill drilling going, and it's going to be in general within, say, 100 meters of the core area here. You can look at the cross sections that are actually posted as part of this news release, and you can get a sense of where that is in space. Okay, so I'll let people look at that themselves. But here's where it gets very interesting. Now that we see this picture emerging, they're starting to, you know, look more carefully at depth, about how structures project at depth, and we're coming up with a heck of a lot of new targets. Oftentimes there's, you know, one or two holes that, it, you know, drifted out and actually hit high grade that's never been explained, you know, 20, 40, 50 meters away from the existing resource. And now the company is refining its model and going to start sharpshooting some of these other targets. The Morale lodes, which kind of are situated to the west of the Tuvatu system, everybody scratched their head and wondered, where did those things come from? I mean, they kind of just seem to be sitting by themselves out there. Well, we now have very good evidence that the geometry of those lodes projects down and actually connects with the tree trunk that I talked about earlier. So there's just a heck of a lot of upside left to explore here. The team we have in place is absolutely killer. They're doing a great job synthesizing models around where to drill and when and so forth. You'll see lots and lots of news coming from this company.
Okay. Quentin, you want to clarify anything more about the deep drilling as well? I know that we've touched on it a lot, but just to isolate what the potential is for deep drilling, please.
Yeah, at this point, the plan is to step out on that 500 zone. You know, the holes that Sergio and Will and so forth have got lined up, Stuart have lined up, are bold. They go out, you know, 50-meter step outs along the long section, you know, along strike. These holes are very important. As we see that system grow, it'll give us, you know, a better and better picture of what we have down there. My hunch is that deeper part of the system, that could easily be a double of the resource just with that one 500 zone. Okay. And there's a lot more going on down there than just that. So, it's, you know, these are profound, you know, we'll call it quantum steps in growth that the company will likely go through as they drill this thing out.
All right. So this year sounds like still a lot more drilling, both the shallow and deep component, and also some growth potential there too. So if anybody has any follow-up questions for Quentin regarding any of the exploration work, especially going on at Lion One, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get those addressed for you, and we'll follow up on the back of more drill results, which sound like they should just continue to roll in. Quentin, thanks again for your time. We appreciate the update. We'll chat again soon.
Thank you.